You're listening to a song performed by robots. It's one of five songs off a new EP by British electronic musician Tom Jenkinson, also known as Square Pusher. He worked with a group of Japanese scientists to create music performed exclusively by robots.
It's like the ultimate 12-year-old boy fantasy to make music for a robot band.
There's a dreadlocked robot with 78 fingers that can play two guitars at a time. There's a kind of octopus drummer bot with 22 arms and a laser-shooting keyboard machine. For this EP called Music for Robots, Jenkinson had some pretty big questions.
Can this music be emotionally commanding? Can it bring about a response which is beyond a simple sort of cerebral or intellectual response? Can it move us? Of course, everyone's going to have different answers, but if one person says yes, that tells me something. Just because the world of music performance is seen as sovereign human territory, and if a robot can encroach on it and generate a performance that people find compelling, I think that is an event, that is a music historical event.
Right, because you've used machines and electronics to make music before. I mean, how was this different than what you've done before?
On the face of it, you've got this selection of instruments with which we're all very familiar. You know, the moment you hear a note struck on an electric guitar, there are so many references which spring to mind. But when you hear a note struck on an electric guitar by a robot, for me, it takes that very familiar sound and puts it in a different musical space. And that, for me, is very exciting.
Right, you're kind of doing something for the first time. So a robot's guitar riff is something nobody's ever really heard before.
On the other hand, as I say, you've got this familiar palette, so I guess a lot of people will hear the record and go, oh yeah, it's a guitar. Maybe it's not so radical, but then it puts me in a mind to think, well, is this in a twilight zone in between music made in the digital realm, music made purely with computers, and music generated by human hand? This for me, is a fascinating world that's somewhere in between the two.
This band of robots is called Z Machines. Did you take them into the studio?
It was a collaboration with the roboticists. I didn't actually go to Japan at all. The whole thing was done via the internet, so I was sending him bits of data, and then he would send me back recordings so I could work out how particular things sounded. But the part of the point of these recordings is that I've done nothing to alter the performances of these machines. So what I've tried to do on this record is represent as honestly as possible what a robot gig would be like. Simply a little bit of compression here and there and a bit of reverb just to give it a bit of space. But it's pretty much as you'd hear it if you went to see them play.
Yeah, the guitarist has 78 fingers, so it obviously can play really well. There's this pretty complicated guitar solo in the song called Dissolver. It was kind of weird listening to it, knowing that it was a machine doing it, not a person. I just felt like something was missing. Am I being lame and old-fashioned?
No, I mean, it's, you know, people want to hear human beings in music. I quite like the idea that this music is bringing those questions to the table, you know, because you might listen to it and go, wow, that's an amazing guitar solo. And then if someone tells you it's a robot, then do you change your opinion? Then that tells you something about the way you think about music, that it's actually not just the notes, but it's the context.
My guest is Tom Jenkinson, also known as Square Pusher. He's releasing an EP collaborating with a robot band from Japan. It's called Music for Robots, and it's out on Tuesday. I wanted to ask you, as a musician, what was it like to see a robot with 78 fingers play the guitar? I mean, was it intimidating at all?
No, not really. I mean, it's like a runner comparing himself to a racing car. It's quite a different thing. A record I made in 1997, Hard Normal Daddy, all the drums, for example, are programmed. And yet drummers respond to it. That music, which is programmed, can have an effect on people. And if anything, it's an inspiring thing. You think, well, okay, I can try and adapt some of those ideas for what I do.
I have to ask, I mean, is this a novelty? Is this something interesting for you right now? Or do you think there's a legitimate future for music like this?
You see, in the early days of electronic music, people were asking exactly the same question. Mm. Is this novelty? Mm-hmm. You know, this is just some kind of cheesy experiment. But we don't have to really take any notice of it because it's not going to go anywhere. In the particular case of robots, I'd say it's budgetary constraints as much as anything which prevent these things from happening. For me, nothing is novelty in music. There's so much to be learnt in the smallest kinds of musical endeavours, you know. And this is kind of a music box with attitude, if you like, but I think it's a wonderful thing.
You've done electronic music, now you've worked with the Z Machines. Curious, what's next?
Don't know. I mean, the thing is, you know, I've got this fascination with using machines, but equally fascinating to me is playing music myself. I play guitar, bass, drums. I'm inspired by seeing what these robots do. I want to go back and have another look at my bass playing. Seeing these things deal with musical information, I want to see what I can do with it myself.
Tom Jenkinson, also known as Square Pusher. His new EP, Music for Robots, is out Tuesday. And if you want to see this robot band, go to our website, npr.org.